After Yosef satisfactorily interprets Paro's dreams, he is appointed as viceroy of Egypt, and he's given a new name, Tzafnas Paneach. And all of the commentaries are bothered or curious as to the meaning of this name and the significance of it. The simple understanding is that Tzafnas Paneach is that someone who was able to reveal the hidden things. That's the etymology of his name. He was Mefaneach Ne'alamim. He was able to reveal that which was hidden, hence the name Tzafnas Paneach. However, the Chasam Sofer is bothered, he said, by the fact that this name Tzafnas Paneach is not recorded anywhere. From what he has seen, it's the first time this name was given, and the last time this name was given. Why this name? Why such an outlandish name, which was never to be used again? Perhaps you could say that his name was Yosef was so important. It was like when you hang your jersey in the rafters, you never use that number again. So similarly here too, he gave him such an outlandish name that no one would ever use again. It was such a special name, perhaps. But the Chasam Sofer takes a different approach. He focuses on nationalism. You know, we know that in America, in order to be president, you have to be a natural born citizen. And the concern that Paro had was that, look, for now, Yosef was famous all over the land. He was popular. Everyone loved him and everyone respected him. But he was a foreigner. He was an immigrant. And the concern that Paro had was that right now he's enjoying this popularity. He saved Egypt and he's the viceroy. Could be down the road, he may end up becoming the king, or at least remaining in these positions of power and leadership. But after the years of famine and the years of plenty, everyone is going to forget about the details of those earlier years. And all they will see is this individual who is in the monarchy and among the nobility who's a foreigner. And they're going to be bothered and say, why is a foreigner leading our country? We should have a naturally born citizen lead our country. And therefore, they will try to revolt against Yosef and depose him from the throne. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the Paro made a strategic calculation and said, in order to preempt that concern, he gave him such an outlandish name, Tzafnas Paneach. And therefore, from that point on, any time somebody heard the name Tzafnas Paneach for generations to come, Paro thought, what would happen? Well, immediately it would create this association game where you'd say, Tzafnas Paneach, that's weird. Why is he called Tzafnas Paneach? Well, then they'll mention the fact that he's a foreigner, but at the same time, they'll repeat or review the story, the history of this fellow, this Yosef, who interpreted the dreams, who anticipated the years of plenty preceding the years of famine and created this strategic plan for Egypt to store up all of their granary in order to save not just Egypt, but even to save the surrounding countries. And therefore, at that point, no one would ever suspect or ever want to dethrone or depose Yosef, because not only will they remember the famine, but now they'll remember that this person, this foreigner, was responsible for saving their families, their parents, and by extension, them as well. So that is the strategic reasoning or rationale as to why Paro used this name Tzafnas Paneach, such an outlandish name that may never have been used before and was never used again. But there is also somewhat of a mystical piece or a divine connection to the word Tzafnas Paneach, as the Chasam Sofer points out in the first edition of the Torah Moshe, is that, you know, this was meant to be. This was done from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'ez Hashem Ha'isazos. Why did this come from God? Everything comes from God. But this in particular was so valuable for Yosef or for the whole story. Because had Paro appointed, elevated Yosef to the throne, or as viceroy of Egypt, it would have become known worldwide. Certainly in Beersheba and Hebron, they'll be able to hear that Yosef has become viceroy. Yaakov would hear that his son is alive. It's Yosef. How many Yosefs were living in Egypt necessarily? Perhaps not many. We don't know. And therefore the Chasam Sofer says, Me'es Hashem ha'isazos, that Yosef was no longer called Yosef. He was called Tzafnas Paneach. And when he was elevated to the throne, the name that was known, that he was known for, was Tzafnas Paneach, and that enabled the beginning of the story of the exile, the galus of Klal Yisrael, and eventually their geula. So there's two aspects to the Tzafnas Paneach. Again, the first idea of Tzafnas Paneach, this outlandish name, was to serve as a reminder that even though they would become a nationalistic entity, they would never depose Yosef because of what he meant to them, the symbol of how he saved their family, how he saved Egypt. And number two, as Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted this into Paro so that to ensure that the story of Yosef and his brothers, Yaakov and his brothers, would come to a fitting conclusion. Unfortunately, it would start out at a low point, but eventually would make it back to the Geula, and everyone would come back out of Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Mitzrayim, to Kriyas HaTorah, to Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kabbalas HaTorah, and eventually back into Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.